my power meter shows dramatically less in this mode. So since you know everything, I'm going to unkey and you can tell me how to make myself as powerful down here. I mean, I just can't believe that spreading it out, you know, the extra double bandwidth is really killing me all that much, unless there's really that much intelligence in my speech above 3.5 kilohertz. Over.
Well, there's no way there's a 20 dB difference. That's got to be a fluke of propagation or an S meter that's not calibrated. There's no way. I'm listening to you. I'm watching you on the meter, and I see a little or no difference at all. I do notice I'm only listening in 7.5. You're beyond that. There's no need to be beyond that. But in theory, if the energy distribution were equal on all frequencies, you'd see approximately a 3 decibel loss by doubling the bandwidth in terms of a person who was not listening in the wider receiver. But in reality, you're not going to see even the 3 decibel difference, because the high frequency components are very often not simultaneous with the mid frequency components. So if they're not simultaneous, then there's a 0 dB loss. Over.
The band is starting to fade, and I was wondering if you'd noticed that I deliberately transmitted in the 10 kilohertz mode, and I wanted to fully fill your 7,500 hertz sideband. After all, even our filters aren't off the cliff, so you get a little bit of extra fidelity out of me that way. But anyway, I have since cut it back. I'm now at 7.5 kilohertz. And I am impressed that you were able to see that on the panoramic adapter. This is unbelievable how quiet it is today. No lightning strikes. I was able to write on a piece of paper exactly where to place my AGC T settings for the beverage and the pyramid, so that I get precisely the negative 15 dB on the Audacity recordings, and it actually ends up being a higher number because the static conditions were so bad before. The both of us were kicking it back a lot further. My numbers are this, and you can put it in your memory since my memory will forget it. I wrote them down. For the beverage, the AGCT needs to be set at 78, and that equals about a minus 16 dB on Audacity. But you said to shoot for minus 15, I shouldn't say minus, it's a 15 dB, excuse me on that. Anyway, the pyramid, instead of 78, I need to go down to 62 for the AGCT setting. And then they're precisely the same. And it's unbelievable, the signal-to-noise ratio here. Your signal is getting weak. There's QSB in it. However, the noise floor is just a tad over S2. If there's a little lapse here, I'll even give you the exact digital readout as to what it reads under CPDR and then what you go up to when you chat. But in round numbers, the noise floor is a tad over S2. And you're making it up to S7. So I could say, let's see, 7 minus 2, 5, 5, you're 30 decibel signal to noise ratio. Unbelievable. N2IRJ, back to you.
Okay, well, that's not too bad. I guess this antenna is working since I rebuilt it, WB4AIO. Your signal is the same as it was when you were in the narrower bandwidth setting, but your signal is much cleaner. You really have way too much clipping or something going on in the 3.5 kilohertz position. It sounds really ragged compared to this setting. You still haven't restored your bass response, but even without restoring your bass response, even though it's a little thin, it sounds so much cleaner now. And the S meter reading is about the same. Yes, there's QSB, but on peaks, you're 10 over 9. 5 to 10 over 9 on the highest peaks, and then you go into QSB, you go down, but you come back up again after a while. I'm sure eventually you'll go down and not come back up again as the sun gets higher and higher in the sky, but there's no significant difference between the peak signal levels as recorded on the S meter between the two modes, but the audio is so much cleaner now. It's definitely dramatically noticeable. And you really don't need to run that much clipping, if you need to run any clipping, really, on the other bandwidth, in my opinion. Over.
Okay, I'll work on perfecting that. Your recordings help me a lot. Maybe we can do more QSOs and we can home in on something that's pleasing to your ear and still acceptable to the LibertyNet fellows.